Behind the Wheel with Peter Hitchener and Chris Miller. Driven by behindthewheel.com.au.
When do we go for a ride?
All right, get your forklift out, your bags of cement ready. It is Ute O'Clock this week, Pete.
Oh, we love it. Yes, we're going to be driving new versions of an old favourite. And we'd speak, of course, of the Toyota.
Subaru Brumby.
Well, that aside, and of course, actually, let's
the Suzuki
do that
Mighty
one
Boy.
No, it's the Toyota Hilux. And Joel Helms has got some good news. If you like a Hilux and you'd like to have one that comes with the lot built in, well, Joel will tell us how you do it.
And hopefully, it's going to come with the prerequisite of a really kind of dumb but rather masculine sort of name, you know, like the Ranger Raptor.
Yes.
Or the sports cat from HSV.
That's
so
an idea.
What are Toyota going to come up with?
I don't know, but it's going to be tough.
The tough truck.
It's going to be tough, I tell you.
The heavy-hitting Hilux. Yeah. That should be good fun.
The only thing is, I wonder if anyone will be able to work to the sat-nav, because I used to, whenever I've driven a Hilux, I thought, how do I do this again?
Yeah. Indeed. More good stuff on the show, too. We're going to talk to our old mate, Nick Rahman.
Yes.
Not of noodle fame, but of Lexus fame.
Yes.
And, of course, he's fresh from the launch of the all-new Lexus LS.
Now, this is the sort of car that, if you happen to be in Ginza, you would see this being driven either by a very high-profile businessman, or better yet, driven by a chauffeur. It would have doilies on the seat. The chauffeur would have gloves, and the very important person would be cosseted in the back, but you wouldn't be able to see who they are because it will have darkened rear windows just to make sure your privacy is protected.
Sure.
That's the sort of car we're speaking here.
Okay.
It's a large lumper of a thing, actually, if you want the truth. But they are amazing cars, and I haven't seen a new one for a long time, new model for a long time.
I think it's like more than 10 years since we've seen the all-new LS. And, of course, it is the flagship of the Lexus range. It was what was launched here in the early 90s when Lexus first came along.
Yes. Oh, well, will you ever forget how great they were? And the fact is they still are. They're amazing
and
cars.
And how many of them you still see on the road too?
Absolutely.
Even they're everywhere. And you can pick one up for about 15 grand.
Yes,
so, you know,
which is terrific engineering at a pretty good price. But of course, it will be a little more than 15 grand if you decide you're going to get one of these brand new LSs.
I would imagine so. Nick Rahman will tell us in just a few minutes all the details of pricing and whether or not you can get that shiatsu massage function in the back
seat.
Oh, you have
to have that. Of course
you
do.
All those sorts of things.
Absolutely.
So but it is going to be a technical tour de force from Lexus, and it's a kind of a showcase of everything that they've learned over the decade. So it's a very important car.
And given, of course, that they come from Toyota originally, and they're part of the Toyota company, you just know that they're pretty good at building cars.
You'd hope so.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I think somebody's going to take a pot shot at us in a minute. Sounds like James Bond. Duck, quick.
Well, you would have to duck if you were in Austria.
Yes.
There's, I don't quite know what it is. Maybe it's a James Bond theme park. Maybe it's a, I know you're going to get be James Bond. Just, I'm not quite sure what's going on, but over in Austria, there's been this place set up by Jaguar.
Jaguar, so it's such an Austrian company as well. Wait a minute. No, they are building the I-Pace there somewhere, so obviously
maybe does that hook
it's
up?
A multinational corporation. Of course it is.
I think it's got more to do with the fact that they've had this tie-up with the James Bond franchise for years. I think they started back in the 60s, it was, what was the name, Eartha Kitt's, what was the Eartha Kitt James Bond movie? Was that the one?
You lost me there, Miller. But
I tell you what, that one. Was that her?
No, it wasn't Eartha Kitt. It was Shirley Bassey.
Oh, sorry.
You know?
I always get those confused.
But anyway, I think it might be the 80s, because as far as I can recall, James Bond used to drive an Aston Martin back in the 60s. But hey, what do I know?
Hey, let's not get the facts in the way of a good story, really.
I'm the only person probably listening, and certainly the only person in the studio who was born in the 1960s. I should know.
Right. Well, Jaguar have been around for a while. They've been hanging out with the James Bond people for a little while. They've got some sort of James Bond thing going on in Austria.
Oh, yes, it's going to be good.
I obviously have no idea what it is.
Neither have I. Let's find out from James Scrimshaw later on.
He's the man to talk to, absolutely. He's also going to tell us about a very fast F-Pace, that beautiful little medium-sized SUV from Jaguar.
I remember one found its way to your household, and a certain member of your household, not you, said that she really wouldn't like to part with it unless she really had to because she loved it so much.
I know. And then I suggested that $120,000 price tag might be kind of in her way.
Oh, and she said no.
No.
No, we'll find a way for it. Yes.
Go on another 15-hour day. Go on.
Exactly.
Rachel Franco, she's on the way too. She wants to talk Jay Leno.
Oh.
She's after a sugar daddy. And I know you guys have had a couple of dalliances, when you kind of see her.
You are so funny. I'm sorry, everyone. He gets a bit carried away here. A little poetic license, if I can put it that way. Rach is wonderful company, however, I will say that. And Jay Leno's garage could be quite an interesting place to go exploring. You might bump into Simon Lai. I wonder what he would be driving.
Well, I don't think we'll be able to see him this week because he's so short and he's driving such a massive car.
Hey, look out. Everyone's in the road at Miller today. Look out, Simon.
So you see the little peak cap.
Just
peeking out from above the steering wheel there.
No. But I will.
If it didn't have cameras, he wouldn't be able to drive it.
Oh,
he wouldn't be able to reverse it.
However, it will be nice knowing from Simon Lai what he thinks of the new Nissan Patrol.
Yep, all that and a whole lot more still to come, but I think it's time to talk Lexus. Alrighty, this car that's just been launched in this country is a showcase of everything Lexus knows. And believe me, they know a lot.
They know a great deal, I tell you what.
This bloke knows a lot too. He's head of the PR comms bit, Nick Rahman. No noodle relation at all. G'day, Nick.
It's funny you say that, Chris. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My surname does sound like a Japanese noodle, and I occasionally get that a little bit in the car circles. But anyway, that's a totally different story.
Right, okay.
And tell me, the news of this luxury new automobile, where's it been launched? Tell us all about that.
Well, it's a good question, Peter. The car has had quite a few different reveals and showcases over the world. It was first shown at the Detroit Motor Show last year, and that's when it made its global debut. There was a couple of launches overseas, and finally it made its way to our shores last week, where it was launched to the media. So it's been a great build-up, and we're really pleased to finally have it in the country. It's a real showcase, as Chris said, this introduction of technology, of luxury and craftsmanship in a pretty slick package.
I love the way in Japan you do see people, as I mentioned before, you see people, chauffeurs driving the largest of large Lexi around the place. And sometimes they have doilies on the seats and the chauffeur has a cap and gloves in the back somewhere. You can't see through the darkened windows, but there's some very high-flying businessman.
Eddie McGuire.
Are they the sort of people that will be buying it out here? What's the target audience?
Well, we have a very strong existing database of owners, Peter, and people who appreciate what the Lexus nameplate stands for. So there's that set, as well as a lot of other customers who may not have looked at LS before, but I guess the very interesting point about this car is that it sits on a new platform, and in fact that platform is is shared with the LC Coupe, which I know you're both familiar with.
I love it. I love that car. I just love it. And does it look as no, it can't look quite as outstanding as the as the LC.
Well,
nothing does.
Good point, but the new LS is almost 2 meters wide, and it's low. It's got a very low center of gravity. It's got a very sharp turn in, so it really brings a newfound dynamic ability and edge to this car. So, not only is it a good place to sit in the back, but it's a good place to sit in the front too, because it's a much sharper drive, and that makes a real difference on this car. So, it brings new facets to the LS nameplate in bringing a new customer to this vehicle.
What sort of drivetrains are we looking at, Nick? I know, of course, one of my favourites is that 351 kilowatt V8 that's under the bonnet of the LC500 and then hooked up to that I think it's a 10-speed auto, and it sounds like a Formula One car. It's just the most amazing
just
thing.
Just love it.
Is that the type of configuration we'll see in the new LS?
No, Chris. The V8 to the V. Well, the good news is though that the V8 of the previous LS has been dropped in favour of a 3.5-litre twin-turbo V6.
Oh, okay.
So you've got 300 plus kilowatts, 600 newton metres. So it's actually it's faster than the old V8, but it's more efficient. So you've got the qualities of a V8, but also a very high level of refinement in that particular model. So that's a brand new engine. It makes its debut aboard the LS. And in addition to that, the LS500H has the new multi-stage hybrid system that's also shared with the LC500H. So you've got a hybrid system that brings a new level of engagement and driver involvement, changes the perception of what people would think a hybrid system is capable of. So two new drivetrains for LS and brings a new standard of driver engagement to the model.
Yeah, great. Now, of course, its major competitors, the Audi A8, the Mercedes S-Class, the BMW 7 Series, they're big on screens these days. I don't know if you've noticed, but the screens seem to wrap around the entire cabin. We're going to see lots of LCD inside the interior of the new LS.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, excellent. Definitely, Chris. A large 12.3-inch screen in the centre in console, in the centre stack of the vehicle, and then there's a completely new multi-information display for the driver. It's also got the world's largest head-up display. So as you're driving, it hovers above the road ahead, and it can display all manner of information, including navigation, your current speed, revs, a whole variety of different elements. So, yes, there's lots of screens. You've also got, in the high-grade sports luxury model, there's a touch screen in the rear where you can control your shiatsu massage functions.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're feeling if you're feeling like you need a full body refresh, then that can be ordered up just by the touchscreen in the centre.
That's a marvellous idea. And if you happen not to have a chauffeur, I suppose you can stop beside the road and have the refresh in the back.
You can, Peter.
And then go on your way rejoicing.
Make sure you're in the privacy glass, though. Yeah.
That sounds an absolute legend of a car. Wonderful.
I don't want to bring it up, but it is a bit of an elephant in the room. Has it still got the mouse and the same kind of control-y system that we find in a lot of Lexuses these days?
Well, good question, Chris. It has. The game has been moved on in that regard.
So okay, good. Right.
So a new control system that's been refined for LS. So it's been certain areas have been identified. So, for example, when you go over a bump, it factors that in, so it stays accurate. So there's a new pad to use, and the system has been refined. So we do acknowledge what feedback we receive about the control systems in our vehicles and have definitely responded to that for LS.
There is an actual other elephant in the room, by the way.
Yes.
How much?
Okay, so it's another wonderful question. The good news is that the pricing has been simplified somewhat, and it actually has come down for previous models. So starting at $190,500 for the F-Sport model, and then the sports luxury is $195,500.
Wow.
So, we are talking about a high level, but in comparison with what we had before, you are looking at a lower entry for the LS.
I think you've just whipped your competitors too, because I think that's kind of...
I think they have a two before the figure most of the others.
Yes, indeed. There'd be some frightened Germans, I'd imagine, around the country at the moment. Nick, we could talk all day. Can't wait to see the LS in the flesh. If anyone hasn't seen it yet, head to our website, behindthewheel.com.au. Or, of course, lexus.com.au to get an eyeful of this beautiful machine. Nick, as I say, we could talk all day, but we're running out of time. We'll talk again soon, yeah?
Yeah, look forward to it. It's always a pleasure talking to you two gents. I know you're car people, so that's it's always wonderful to chat.
What a compliment.
Thank you. That
good
is wonderful.
You, Nick. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
The ideal family vehicle has 7 seats, is spacious, practical, luxurious, and realistically priced. The new Havel H9 ticks all those boxes. The 2018 Havel H9 has just landed in Australian dealerships and boasts a turbocharged 180-kilowatt engine, 8-speed auto transmission, and more of the luxuries car buyers have come to expect from Havel. With 7 seats, great off-road ability, and a 5-year warranty, this is the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au. The key to success is to properly promote your business. Altrex Auto Accessories have a simple and cost-effective way of getting your message to thousands of people every day. Promotional number plate protectors. Altrex Auto Accessories promotional number plate protectors could be screen printed with your business or dealership name, logo, phone number, whatever you require. To find out more about this affordable and effective marketing idea, visit altrex.com.au or call 02-9905-5055.
Behind the wheel.
On the road. Accelerated by behindthewheel.com.au.
Yeah, we're going to head to, I believe, Pete, Port Augusta. Why anyone would want to go to Port Augusta is completely beyond me. But
well, I don't know. If there's a product launch there, I'd say Joel Helms will find himself to Port Augusta without even blinking an eyelid.
You sure he just wouldn't be holidaying there?
Well, maybe he is. I'm not sure.
Maybe kind of touring remnants of old power stations or...
Oh, hey. I'm sorry, everyone. He's determined to be controversial and political at the same time. He won't learn.
Simon Lyre's on the way, driving a big Nissan. Rachel Franco's talking Jay Leno. And right now... we're going to talk 007, and I saw this pop up in my email inbox through the week and got genuinely excited. Actually went to Skyscanner and looked up prices to Austria from Australia, you know, kind of what it would cost me to get there, because that is where this experience is. It's put on by Jaguar. I'm intrigued to find out more, so who better to get on the show than our old mate James Scrimshaw from Jaguar Australia. G'day, James. Welcome back to Behind the Wheel.
G'day, thanks for having me back. It's great to be here. How are you?
Oh, very good, James. And what I'm intrigued about is how on earth did you get Miller organised to want to go to Austria in the first place? Lovely, lovely country and all as it is, but what was it that's really taking him there?
I think it's actually not our new assembly plant in Graz, Austria.
Well,
it's actually
worth a visit.
Which is kind of fantastic, because that's where we build the new iPace. But another part of Austria, we have this brand new 007 Elements experience up in the Austrian Alps.
So James Bond Scrimshaw is going to be taking us for drives through the Alps at high pace and with wheels squealing. Is this it? Is this how it works? And shots being fired by some villain on the other side.
Well, very close to that. In fact, we've got a lot of the vehicles from the villain's films. In fact, Jaguar Land Rover's been involved with the James Bond film since 1983, since Octopussy.
Wow.
We've been doing a lot. So there's been 9 films we've had our vehicles in now. So fittingly, if you're aware of Spectre, there was that amazing restaurant, the Ice Cube restaurant, up on top of the hill in the Austrian Alps.
Yeah, that was awesome.
50 metres up in the air. Well, that's where this is. So we've been working with MGM Productions, who look after the James Bond films, and also the cable car company, to get us up the top there, and it is the most amazing display. So it's unfortunately no trip for me coming up there soon, but it's something that anyone, if they're in that part of the world, would be wise to go and have a look at.
Sounds like a terrific idea, and the scenery. Now that you mention it, of course, the scenery in the James Bond movies, all the movies in the franchise, it's always breathtaking. And absolutely. There's the music. Wait, I think I can hear something.
It's there.
It's the Scrimshaw theme.
Perfect. And we've got some great vehicles there. The Land Rover Defender and the Range Rover Sport SVR, which were in the last movie. There's some brand new tech there, like the new 90 kilowatt batteries out of the iPace. We've got that in the CX-75, which was the villain car.
The supercar,
as well. Yeah. So there's some really cool things there, a lot of interactive stuff, and a lot of James Bond the cinematic stuff to see as well. So if you can get there, that part of the world, it is definitely worth going and having a look, for sure.
Fantastic.
I hear tales about something else that you could make a movie about, and that is squeezing a gigantic 5-litre V8 into an F-Pace. Am I right?
The boys at Special Vehicle Operations, which is our enhancement part of the business, have increased the power by 44%.
Wow, only 44%.
That's all they managed to do it by. And
poor things.
So they've shoehorned in a 5-litre V8 supercharged engine with 404 kilowatts into the F-Pace.
That thing must be mental, because the F-Pace S with the 3-litre supercharged V6 is just a weapon on its own, but 44% more power. That must be crazy. But correct me if I'm wrong, but that engine, we find that under the bonnet of the F-Type R and the XF R and those sorts of cars, yeah?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So it's it was until the SVR in the F-Type has 423 kilowatts. It was our most powerful engine in the range, but it is still quite a quick vehicle with 0 to 100 in 4.3 seconds and almost 285 k an hour top speed. So it will definitely overtake safely. It is a great looking car. If you seen some pics of it, it is amazing. It's not just shoehorning its engine. The outside and the inside has entirely been enhanced.
It looks like it's kind of copped a dose of steroids and been to the gym for a couple of months. It's just pumped, and it's got that mean look about it. The sound, I know when you drive an F-Type,
people stop
and you hit the open the exhaust baffles.
Love it.
And pedestrians get frightened and run away because they think, what's going on? Do we get that same sort of dramatic noise out of the SVR F-Pace?
The good news is, yes, you will.
I've got
what we call a variable valve exhaust system.
That's what it is, yep.
It's actually lighter as well, so about 7 kilos lighter than the normal exhaust, and gives you that amazing soundtrack. So,
it's wonderful.
Yes, you're definitely going to get the same thing.
Excellent.
But for only $140,000, so a little bit cheaper than an SVR.
140K
plus on-roads in your state.
Wow. I was expecting you to say like 240.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
A lot of people did. So the guy has done an amazing job to get it in at this price. It is competitive with not only SUVs, but sports cars in that marketplace with similar performance.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, going to open up that category for us. Yeah.
I reckon Porsche are going to be pretty worried about that, because that's going to whip the pants off the Macan Turbo. Anyway, that's not what you're here to talk about, James, I'm sure. When does the SVR land in this country? When are we going to be able to get our eyes on it in the flesh?
Well, good news is it's going to be here this year. We're going to have it here around October, which is around about the same time we'll be launching the iPace.
Here.
So it's quite an exciting month for us. Two ends of the spectrum.
And can you remind us again what the iPace is going to cost? Do we know what the iPace, what the budget is?
Yeah, so the iPace will be starting at $119,000 plus on-road costs in your state.
Yeah.
Which is very comparable to anything, but it is a very unique Jaguar and a very unique car like nothing else. So it's if you haven't had a look at it, it's worth having a look at the pics and then going to the Jaguar website and having a look at what the iPace is. Because we're launching that at first drive at the end of May to have our first drive in Europe. So we'll be able to report on that early June.
Excellent. Can't wait. Jaguar.com.au, even behindthewheel.com.au. There you'll find pictures of the F-Pace SVR, the all-electric, all-exciting Jaguar I-Pace coming. And James Scrimshaw, I bet you'll be coming back soon, because we've got a lot on the cards for Jag this year.
Absolutely, and anytime you invite me back, I'll be there.
Excellent. Well,
thank you for having me.
On you, man. Good to
talk
to you.
Good on you, James. Cheers.
Thanks, James.
Motorists are taking more notice than ever about how their car ownership affects the environment. But did you know that simply keeping your car clean can also be environmentally damaging? If you want to do the right thing and keep potentially harmful chemicals out of the drains, then invest in the EcoCar car cleaning range from Altrex Auto Accessories. EcoCar are a range of effective and environmentally safe products that every Australian garage should have. And they contain environmentally friendly ingredients including natural coconut and aloe vera. You can purchase the EcoCar car cleaning range from the Altrex Auto Accessories online store at altrex.com.au.
Australian families looking for the ideal vehicle for their needs are often left frustrated. Some vehicles seem to tick all the boxes but then cost the earth. Others are well priced but don't have the space or features that families need. Stop compromising, as there is an option that won't leave you wanting more. The new Havel H9. Boasting a 180 kilowatt turbo engine, 8-speed auto, 5-year warranty, real off-road ability, and 7-seat capacity, the Havel H9 just can't be beaten. Visit your local Havel dealership today or havel.com.au.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel, where motoring starts.
Yeah, loads to get through on this week's show. Peter Hitchener, I know you're very excited about reminiscing with the lovely Rachel Franco.
Yes.
And Jay Leno's garage, because I've heard there might have been the occasional date night with you and Rape sitting together around the Jay Leno garage.
There are times when you just have to do it, and I think cars come before everything else. Especially Jay Leno's cars, which are just about everything that's ever been made.
Exactly right. Simon Lyre, he's been driving a car that's just, well, just way too big for him. The Nissan Patrol. Because you know he's only a short guy, which is why he always comes across as so angry.
I'm not somebody who can make vertically challenged jokes.
Come on, you wouldn't be described as a short bloke. Well, maybe you've got a really big head, but not a short bloke.
Hey, settle down. Well, Simon, I'm looking forward to hearing what you thought of the Nissan.
I'm just worried that he's going to be able to see over the steering wheel, or that he's going to be able to actually reach the Bluetooth button.
Now, hang on a sec. Hang on. We're an inclusive show, and you're dangerously straying beyond the nine dots. Stop it.
All right, let's get some sense into this little segment, and the person to bring that sense is the one and only Joel Helms, who I believe we find in the bustling metropolis of Port Augusta this afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Hmm. What an interesting part of the world it is.
Joel, tell us about the airport, which is actually where you are.
I'm at the airport. I guess Port Augusta, for a lot of people, would remember it as being the place where there's a big power station. It's not here any longer.
Well, that's gone, that's right, controversially.
They've got Elon's battery up the road instead, haven't they?
Apparently, yeah. I can report that my time in South Australia, we have had bad power and electricity, which is good.
Good.
So that's a good start. But yeah, it's a very scenic part of the world, and driving down from and driving up yesterday to the Flinders Ranges, a lot of the countryside really reminds me of sort of Nevada.
You
close your eyes and you imagine you're on your way into Las Vegas. Yeah,
except on the wrong side of the road, but still.
Exactly. And less casinos. Why are you there is probably the big question. Like, really, Port Augusta's not normally top of people's holiday destination list.
Although it's nice.
It's lovely.
Well, not a holiday. Official duties, checking out these accessories. Well, not accessories, but these special edition versions of the Toyota Hilux, which come with these accessories as standard and covered by the full Toyota warranty.
Right. And is this in response to Ford's Ranger Raptor of last week and the Sports Cat from HSV? Toyota kind of feeling that they need to kind of up the ante with the Hilux?
Yeah, well, I think so, because most of the people who are buying these dual cab 4x4 utes are then customising them. Toyota reckons that on average their customers are spending about $2,000 on Toyota extras before they even leave the dealerships. And then, you know, most people, if they're not leaving the dealership with a bull bar, they're getting a bull bar, they're getting this, they're getting that. So basically they're giving people the opportunity to have it all in one package when they buy the vehicle. And there's three different variants on offer, and they are full-time permanent positions within the Toyota Hilux range. They're not going anywhere. Okay. They're here to stay.
Permanent members of the family. And have they been given those wild names like Raptor and Sports Cat? What would Toyota call it?
You've got
I don't know.
You've got the Rogue.
The Rogue.
The Rogue. Yeah. Oh, doesn't that apply to us all?
Yes.
The Rugged.
Oh, that's
very
us.
Very
there we go. Yep, absolutely. It's how we roll.
And the Rugged X.
That's all of us rolled into one.
We're not talking to her anymore. She was a shocker.
Everybody has a Rugged X.
Don't we all? Let's not venture down this path. Let's talk about pricing. We'll get ourselves into a lot of trouble.
Yeah. How much are they?
Well, very quickly, just a very quick explanation. The Rogue is actually a global focus model, so that's one that's going to be sold in other markets. The other two, basically, just for Australia. A lot of different accessories added to all three of them. The Rogue is $61,690, and it's auto only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Rugged, now it's sort of based on, for the people who want to take it off-road, they want to, you know, they may even have a farm. It is by name the most rugged of them all.
Right.
It's $54,990 for the manual, $56,990 for the auto.
Okay.
And then the Rugged X, which is the one that
the cranky one
basically gets everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're looking at $61,690 for the manual, $63,390 for the auto, and those figures are getting up there certainly for a Toyota Hilux.
Yes,
absolutely.
And the Rugged X models and the Rugged models, do they have seats or do you have to stand or what?
You ride them, mate. You just saddle them up.
No carpet, of course. Certainly not. It's
Speaking of carpet, something that you don't see very often, And I don't think I've ever seen it in a standard in a ute anywhere. The Rogue actually gets a carpeted rear tub.
Wow,
so really?
Carpet, marine grade carpet in the tub, and it's got a fiberglass cover over the rear tub as well. So it's almost getting into SUV sort of territory when you start doing that.
That's the one for pretend workmen, the guys who kind of get around, you know, that wear the outfit but couldn't actually fell a tree or, you know, kind of build a pergola to save themselves.
And we speak of Chris Miller here and his
hive,
that Hy-Vis vest suits you so much.
Don't know what it does, but God, it looks good.
Maybe even taking it a step further for families that probably going to put the groceries in the back.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, yeah.
Maybe bikes and surfboards and things, maybe, yeah.
And it's marine grade, so it's nice and tough. That's good thinking, actually.
Yeah. Are they going to sell any, do you think?
Well, look, I mean, the Hilux is already the top-selling vehicle in Australia, so that's a good start, isn't it? You've got plenty of customers coming in and having a look. I think they will. I think that from a commercial perspective, I think they'll probably be a good exercise for the company.
Are they
as rough and tough and rugged as maybe the names sound? Probably not. I don't think they're not all that different from a standard Hilux, really.
No.
Gotcha. Fair enough. All right, well, look, enough about Hilux, because they are everywhere. If you're interested in a Hilux, just wander out into the street in front of you, and I'm sure you'll spot about four or five of them in the space of 10 minutes, because they're everywhere. We have, however, had a question on the email from one of our listeners, and Joel, because you are the expert, we figured we'd bring you in on this. It's a lovely grandmother of 9 grandkids that get this age in range from 16 months to 11 years. Now, there alone would be a really good fun trip to the shopping centre. Could you imagine?
All in the one car.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord. You'd need a minibus.
She says she's often got the kids in the car and has car seats, but she wants to know which is better, the Toyota RAV4 or the Kia Sportage. Now, I suppose Pete and I, the first question we ask each other was, how the hell does she get 11 kids into a Kia Sportage or a Toyota RAV4? We're thinking she's not taking them all at once, and she just wants, you know, which one's better. So we'll ask you first.
Well, I would say that the Toyota RAV4 is certainly the more rugged of the two. I think it's got a sort of a more solid feel about it. I think that the Kia is probably a better vehicle to drive, and the Kia comes with a better warranty. Pricing, the Kia is going to probably come out more affordable as well. If you're driving it in urban areas, I don't really think you need to go for the RAV necessarily. I think probably the Kia might be just a good all-rounder.
Yeah, I think they're both good cars. So
they're both good cars. So
it might come down to taste, I suppose.
Yeah. What would you choose, Pete?
Probably go for the Kia, actually. I actually like the RAV4, though, too. So I don't know. It'd be a toss-up. They're both good, I think.
Look, I don't mind either, but I wouldn't buy either. I'd be going to the Volkswagen dealer and buying a Tiguan.
Well, yes, a Tiguan is something
that might... If I couldn't stretch to that, maybe a Mazda CX-5.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a great car.
Hyundai Tucson as well, which is the biggest seller in that category as well.
That's right, yes.
And then there was a European car of the year, the Peugeot 3008, which is excellent. You know, there's plenty there.
So we're making the poor person's choice even harder. She will not be thanking us for this. The main thing, though, is pop out and drive them all, and once you've decided on the one you like best, drive the hardest bargain you can.
Exactly. And you're not going to go wrong with any of those cars, are you? They're all really solid. They all offer good sort of warranties and cap price servicing programs. So, you know, you're not going to go wrong. Whatever one you like best, I reckon, is the answer. Joel, we'll let you get back to the bustling metropolis that is Port Augusta. Don't lose too much money at the casino. There is a casino there, isn't there? No?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Sorry. Right.
Certainly not at the airport, anyway.
Right. Okay. Well, enjoy yourself. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks, bud. Yep, well, it's product review time and the days are getting shorter. The weather's starting to turn cool again. And, of course, what that means, especially in Australia's elevated areas, it's getting your car started in the morning. It could start to become more difficult. Remember the old days, where you have to use a choke and, you know, you'd wind over and then you'd be going, oh, no, a bloody roll start.
Remember older days than that, where there was a choke, but there was also a crank handle to get it started. But that was in the Middle Ages. We've moved on.
Well, look, no longer are crank handles required.
A crank handle. Yes, I've said it.
You need to go to the Alltrex shop and pick up this week's product of the week. It's a good one. It's called CarPlans Are You Startin'? And it's an aerosol that will also not only help your car, but your lawnmower, get it going, maybe your chainsaw or your quick squirt whippersnipper. this stuff can help anything that's got a motor get started.
And it's got a cool name too. Are you starting,
I know,
babe?
It is, isn't it? Kind of need to put your Fonzie jacket on for that. Yes. Yeah. Specially formulated to help start cold engines and consequently putting more strain on your battery and starter motor, this terrific product contains upper cylinder lubricant, which everybody needs, mm-hmm. and a direct high-pressure jet for rapid action. Everybody needs that as well. So it works in diesel engines as well. You can order it right now from the Alltrex store. That's alltrex.com.au. It'll cost you $12.99 for our product of the week. It is a good one. It's Car Plans. Are you starting?
Havel's just released a new family seven-seater SUV, the Havel H9. A finalist in the 2017 4x4 Australia Awards, the Havel H9 is an impressive SUV, boasting a 180kW turbo engine, smooth 8-speed auto, 5-year warranty, real off-road ability, and 7-seat capacity. The luxurious Havel H9 will take you to the outback and back in complete comfort. It's the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews too. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news. And make sure you leave your comments. Give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
Behind the Wheel.
Behind the Wheel. Where motoring starts.
Well, look, we are, of course, lucky enough to have a TV megastar in our midst. You know, we get to chat to the superstar that is Peter Hitchener each and every week.
Hey, hang about.
About cars, you know, we're kind of let into the private exclusive. Like, there's Paps hanging outside the studio. You know, like, well, you can't. You try to go out for a cup of coffee with him, and you get people kind of jumping off rafters and all the rest of it.
Just so tiresome, but never mind. What can you do?
Well, you'd be familiar with the lifestyle that Jay Leno leads, for example.
Absolutely.
You know, very similar, you know?
Very much so.
From behind, you both look the same.
Hey, that'll do. Oh, everyone, he's been in a slightly argumentative mood today. Not to mention dismissive, but hey, it's fine. You get used to it.
Why am I talking about Jay Leno? It's because Rachel Franco, and I mentioned before about you and her and her, you know, those little sort of hoo-has and Ush Mukundi that kind of went on a few years ago.
Hey.
I'm not sure if it's still happening or not. It might be, but he won't tell me.
Rach, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, she's on a little later to talk about Sugar Daddies and Jay Leno and Peter Hitchener. I don't quite know how it's going to pan out.
I don't know how it's going to pan out either.
But I've got the beepy button, you know, the button that beeps anything out that might be offensive to listeners out there.
Known in the radio trade as the dump button.
I've got my finger on the dump button, just in case.
Right.
Just in case.
Good idea.
But about now, I want to see if you can pick his theme song. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Roadhog!
Yeah, who else could it be? It is the one and only Mr. Simon Magoo Lai. Hi, Simon.
No.
Wow. That was
Simon,
interesting.
I don't know what's taken over Chris Miller's brain today, but it's not good, that's for sure.
That's okay.
Well, no, someone sent me a picture, right? They saw Simon Lai driving down the street in a Nissan Patrol, and we all know how short Simon is. And to see him in such a massive car, it was just Simon. Mr. Magoo just kind of came straight to my mind. So I thought the Mr. Magoo theme.
Take no notice, Simon.
Tell us, what
did you think of the car? That's the main
thing. Did it have a seat that kind of went up and down so that you're able to kind of see over the steering wheel?
Well, you're not far off there, actually. This thing is like Pete. It's a juggernaut. It's huge.
Spanish Armada.
It's like driving a tank down the road.
But is it a good tank?
I found that it was okay. I mean, the insides were, I guess, they're not dated, but they kind of look a bit retro, if that makes sense. You know, they kind of have that glossy wood finish to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so refined as some other cars, but, you know, it's still okay.
It's been around a while, though, hasn't it? That current patrol, I reckon, be knocking on the door of nearly 10 years, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. But, you know, it doesn't really need to have that kind of spruced up look, because for the type of people that would be using it, they want something a bit pragmatic. So long as it's got the features and does what they want it to do, then all the tiny refinements probably won't matter so much.
Gotcha. Yes. And the seven people that have so far bought the Nissan Patrol over the last 10 years, you know, it's kind of right up their alley. They kind of find that it fits with all their requirements. They can tow their horse floats, because it's got a 3.5 ton, I think, towing capacity.
Or boats, or whatever it is they want to tow.
Yeah.
Go off-road with them. Yeah.
And they're in a very exclusive club, aren't they? You could be guaranteed that if you showed up to a party in your new Nissan Patrol, you would absolutely be the only one within the radius of about 200 kilometres that's got one.
Well, you could probably host the party inside. It's that big.
Yes, actually, you could. You absolutely could, because they are vast, aren't they? So, Simon, apart from the unintentionally retro interior of the thing and the size of it, what do you reckon about it? What do you make of it?
Well, because I hadn't driven one before, I found that it actually goes quite well. I mean, given that it's pretty big, like we said, the engine moves around the weight quite easily. It also has very light steering, maybe too light. And, you know, like I said, it doesn't really feel like you're driving a truck. It's so big, you think, oh, it's going to be really difficult to maneuver, but it was a cinch.
That's good. And what about tight city parking spaces? How did you get on there?
Well, of course, it's quite large and bulky, so you're going to find that difficult, but, you know, being the very skilled driver that I am, I have no issue with that.
Good man, that's the way.
And but you do get a lot of cameras with it too, so it does help out. There's one really cool feature, which is like a built-in camera into the rearview mirror. So when you flick the usual reflection switch, it turns on the camera, so you actually get a horizontal view out the back. So it's good,
good
if you're going away and you're probably going to pack, you know, the boot right to the ceiling, you can't see out the back, then at least you can flick that on and you can see what's behind you.
That is clever. Mm. And how much will all this technical wizardry cost us?
Well, I mean, you're going to get things like a powered tailgate, a little cooler box on the inside.
He sounds like the salesman, doesn't he? He sounds like when you go into the dealership, well, how much it is? Is it? Well, yes. You get this in... No, just tell me the bloody price.
You get floor mats as well. No, you get nice DVD screens on the headrests. That mirror camera that I mentioned, and 360 camera views around.
Are you going to try and sell us paint protection now?
Well, all of that comes at $89,000. So that's before on-road cost.
That's come down, because they used to be north of 100, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they
were higher. So they, like some of the other cars we've spoken about in the show today, have come down a bit.
Come down in price. Yeah, wow, who'd have thought?
Mm. Yeah, so if you want like a real off-roader, a V8, 5.6 litre engine, you know, it's a good one.
And there's still no diesel option, is there? You've still got to tow the service station around behind you to keep the thing fueled.
Yeah, that's why I found really strange. Like, you know, for the type of people who are going to be using it, you'd think there'd be a diesel, but it only comes in petrol. And because of that, it really drinks a lot of fuel. I came out at about 17 litres per 100 k's during the week, so that was massive. But at least it's got a huge 140 litre tank.
It didn't need it. Simon Lai, thank you very much. And if you're interested in the Nissan Patrol, head to the website behindthewheel.com.au to read with interest Simon's review. We'll chat to you next week, sir.
See you guys.
All right, nearly at the end for another week, and this is the bit I've really been looking forward to all show. I really have genuinely been excited about this, Pete, because I think, you know, in the spirit of reality television, you know, in the last sort of 12 months.
And how real is that?
You know, you got your Bachelor in Paradise, you're married at first sight, and all the rest of it, you know.
Sure.
And we know that there's been, you know, a little bit of history between you and Rachel Franco.
Rachel, don't listen to this.
You know, here she is. Let's give it up for her.
Oh, Rachel.
Hey, Pete.
I think somebody is taking us deliberately down market here. I'm not mentioning any names or pointing at anyone, Chris Miller. But anyway. Oh, Rachel.
All right, we can keep up the act, Pete. It's all good.
Yes, and it is
an
act.
So how are we going to get you to... You two, you maybe kind of sign up to Married at First Sight next year.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, Pete?
Oh, I cannot think.
That would be hilarious.
I think it would be hilarious, and with all due respect to somebody I'm exceedingly fond of, I think we'd both go absolutely. I think we would. I think we'd need to
Yes, but it'd make great television.
I'm going to need counselling for the rest of our lives. But anyway, you're wonderful. Now, I know if we were, if we did hang out together for a little while, one of the things you'd be looking at is if there were a television special about Jay Leno's garage, that's where we'd find you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know that I'm obsessed with TV.
Yes.
So this is another show that's in my stable of favourites. It's called Jay Leno's Garage.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great show. So I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's on Discovery Turbo on Foxtel.
Yep.
If anyone's got Foxtel, definitely catch it. It's on a Monday night at 7:30. Otherwise, you can watch clips on... he's got a YouTube channel and Facebook page, so he's pretty prolific on social media. But it's just a really great, different car show.
Of course. And Jay Leno, of course, has, built a...
Loves cars.
Loves cars and has built a massive career in the States as the king of late-night television and was a stand-up comedian. So, funny guy. He is an entertainer. He's got good taste because he loves great cars and he's got some absolute rippers, too.
Yes.
So he's able to explain them, in an engaging way. And I reckon you'd be hard-pressed to pick a favourite. I don't think even he could pick a favourite because he's got so many, hasn't he, Rach?
Yeah.
From the oldest vintage to the most newest contemporary cutting-edge thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he's absolutely a motorhead. Cars, motorbikes, and he has a really, really big collection. I think it's sort of almost 150 cars and maybe almost 100 or just over 100 motorbikes. So he's bona fide, motorhead.
I can't see him riding a motorbike. I think he'd look a bit awkward on a motorbike.
He's a bit awkward generally, but...
not that we tell him that, but
really
anyway.
TV, good on him.
Good on him.
He can be as awkward as he wants. He's got so much money.
And now tell me about your favourite...
I thought she was after a sugar daddy. That's what it is. That's what's going on here.
Oh, Rachel, don't listen.
Yeah, so I quite like him.
Hey, listen, have you seen any favourite cars in his garage that you've been looking at?
Not any in particular, because he's got such a massive... collection, but every show when I watch it, because it's not always about his collection on the show, but certainly the bits and pieces that I've seen, he's got all the classics there. If I had to pick one, I don't think I could. Oh. It's just so extensive, and he's actual, he's got a working garage, so it's called Big Dog Garage, and he's got a team of people, and they restore cars and fix cars and stuff. But when he shoots part of the show from the sort of museum garage that he's got, and just everything, the cars are amazing. He's got a lot of memorabilia. He's just done it so well. So if I could pick one car, I actually don't think I could, because his collection is just so vast. It's incredible.
Well, maybe if you do start seeing a bit more of him, you could maybe go out for a ride on the motorbike and sit in the sidecar, because he's bound to have one of those. That'd be nice.
I could think of nothing more daggy than going out with a guy in a sidecar.
I think it'd be good fun. I'd love to send us a selfie from the sidecar, will you? I beg you.
That'd last about maybe one block, and I'd be like,
gone.
Over. I'm getting out.
Let me off, chin boy. I'm out of here.
Massive chin.
I love
massive
it.
Chin to match his bank balance.
Rachel, as always, we could go forever. We're out of time. Come back again next week. Pete, will you come back again for next week for another Behind the Wheel?
You absolute bet.
We're going to go driving in an all-electric BMW.
Oh, looking forward to that very much. Nice.
Should be a whole lot of fun. Till we chat to you next time, Rach, be good. Thanks, Pete, and see everybody next week.
Bye, guys.
Cheers.
See ya.
One of the smartest and most versatile products in the Altrex Auto Accessories range is Skin's Invisible Protection Film. Apply to your car's headlights or paintwork to protect from stone chips and road debris damage without affecting aerodynamic efficiency or the look of your car. You can use the ultra-thin and strong film on items around your house, such as windows, furniture and white goods. Order a roll now at altrex.com.au or pick some up at your local auto accessory retailer. Skin's Invisible Protection Film. The clear choice in paintwork and headlight protection, and a whole lot more.
The ideal family vehicle has 7 seats, is spacious, practical, luxurious, and realistically priced. The new Havel H9 ticks all those boxes.
The 2018 Havel H9 has just landed in Australian dealerships and boasts a turbocharged 180kW engine, 8-speed auto transmission, and more of the luxuries car buyers have come to expect from Havel. With 7 seats, great off-road ability, and a 5-year warranty, this is the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au.